Here, up to 100 homeless men, asylum seekers, are now living in tents along the Grand Canal in Dublin after it was cleared of tents sheltering international protection applicants twice in the last month. The group represents just a fraction of the almost 2,000 people still awaiting offers of state-provided shelter. Our reporter Laura Fletcher spoke to two of them. One man from Somalia told her how he slept rough in Dublin city centre, but tried to keep a low profile, waiting until midnight to pitch his tent.
We walk around the city for the daytime, and when we want to sleep, we go the place that we are just feeling safe, that we can sleep for sometimes, me and my friend.
Do you pack up your tent every day? So you pitch it and you pack it up?
Yeah. Some night, three young men just attacked me. They tried to beat me until they took all my money that I had that week. And I feel very conscious. Myself, just going to the canal is somehow very difficult because the canal, there are the people from a different originalities. So anything can happen.
Another man Laura spoke to stayed in hostels, although he said it had become a financial struggle, especially at weekends.
To be honest, the allowance that we get, it's not enough for the whole week, as we get it weekly, but I think it's only enough for 4 days. The prices on weekends is actually tripled compared to Monday and Tuesdays.
One homeless man and asylum seeker speaking to our reporter Laura Fletcher. We're joined now by Louisa Santoro. She's chief executive of the Mendicity Homeless Charity. Louisa Santoro, thank you for taking our call today. That's two people that we've heard from, Laura there, and almost 100 now living on the Grand Canal again. Where is everyone else?
Look, I think the two stories are quite varied, and we know that there is, if there's 100 people on the canal, that's tiny percentage of the 2,000 people that are here, many of whom have no offers of accommodation. People are staying with religious groups, community groups. They are using all-night services, whether that be fast food or a petrol station, waiting rooms at an A&E. Some people are in tents in other places as well. I mean, obviously the canal has become a focal point and a very visible point of this problem, but it is not representative in any way of the total numbers.
Are hostels an option for people, as they were for one of the men we heard from there?
Yeah, I mean, hostels are an option in the short term. I mean, there are some nights of the week where you might get a bunk in a shared room for €16. But then the weekend, that same bunk could be €40. So as many, they're on a limited and fixed income.
The figures published today show that there are now 1,939 people currently awaiting an offer of accommodation. For those who are in the tents on the Grand Canal, they're not terribly far away from the International Protection Office where they can hear about an offer of accommodation. What does everyone else do? How do they make themselves available for an offer?
Some of them are missing out. I mean, certainly the offers of accommodation depend on an email. An email depends on Wi-Fi and, you know, access to electricity in terms of charging a phone. So offers that come through email, if you are in a tent in, you know, another part or a further part of Dublin, is not an option for you. They will miss out.
From those that you're speaking to, the lack of an offer of accommodation, the level of waiting as you're describing, is it putting people off?
Is it putting people off coming here?
Yes.
No, it's not. We don't see any sign that this is putting people off coming here. And the idea that this is a strategic response in terms of putting people off, people are coming from situations that, in often cases, are absolutely dire. So while I would say that people in a tent in the canal, that's also pretty dire, their circumstances, they're left without choices.
Louisa Santoro, Chief Executive of the Mendicity Homeless Charity, thank you very much for speaking with us. We'll hear from Ukraine next.